Communities across the Midwest have been devastated by the opioid epidemic, but there's still a lot of misunderstanding about how opioids affect our bodies. Side Effects Public Media's Carter Barrett reports how an unusual museum exhibit tackles this issue.
Opioids may sneak in like spies, but given a chance, they can turn into a conquering army.
The Indiana State Museum's new exhibit is called Fix. Inside, there's a small kiosk with a monitor playing firsthand accounts of people who have struggled with addiction. One of them is Jose Ramos, a former anesthesiologist. I met him at the museum on the exhibit's opening day. We walk near the monitor and settle in near an area that compares opioids to other addictions, like caffeine or shopping.
No one ever decides one day, you know what, I'm going to wreck my life. I'm going to destroy my career. I'm going to destroy my marriage. And I practiced 10 years without a hitch until, you know, the pressure started getting to me. And one day I thought, you know, just this once.
Ramos, who is now 55, had access to drugs at work. Soon they had a powerful grip on him.
Imagine someone holding your head underwater and you're drowning and you're desperate for a breath. That's how desperate you are.
After a year and a half of using opioids like morphine and fentanyl, he was caught because he left a vial and syringe in a staff restroom. He was convicted on drug charges and lost his medical license.
And I thought, you know, I need to share this because, you know, there is hope. This is a disease. It is treatable.
Dozens of people shared similar stories for the exhibit. Museum CEO Kathy Faree says that's essential for people to understand this crisis.
Hypotheticals in this particular situation are not authentic. And we also spoke with some young people who said, you know, don't tell us Susie something something because we don't really want to hear that, that we can't relate to that. What we want to know is how are people really dealing with us?
The exhibit also has art installations, games that explore cravings, and a giant canvas brain.
We went with bright colors to really lift up the sort of visuals of the exhibit so that it's bright and it's not dark and it's not in the recesses. It's not something to be shameful of.
This is exhibit designer Brian Mancuso. He says the museum reached out to over 35 groups for advice. They wanted to make sure the museum's design didn't further stigmatize addiction. Mancuso says the exhibit shows substance abuse is a disease and not a character flaw.
Current events exhibits are always super hard. It's always a moving target. It's easier to talk about something that happened 100 years ago or, you know, 10,000 years ago.
Faree says the museum helps people understand substance abuse and how it plays out in Indiana. And providing this sort of context and resources is critical for the future of museums. On opening day, Randy Davis drove an hour and a half to see the exhibit. He runs a recovery support group in rural Indiana.
It's got a little bit of the history. It's got the present. We still haven't found the answer how to eliminate the future it looks like we're going to have with this. But this, I think it just gets the mind and the heart stirred by the personal aspect with the videos.
Ramos says these personal stories show how people can overcome addiction. This gives him hope.
If you are able to recover from this disease, you are going to be a superhuman.
He plans to start a new career in psychotherapy and addiction counseling. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.
The exhibit will be on display until February 2021.